Listen, my children, you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive. Who remembers that famous day and year? He said to his friend, if the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of North Church Tower as a signal light. One if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be, ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm, for the country folk to be up and to arm. It was two by the village clock when he came to the bridge in Concord town. He heard the bleating of the flock and the twitter of birds among the trees, and felt the breath of morning breeze blowing over the meadow brown, and once was safe and asleep in his bed, who at the bridge would be first to fall, who that day would be lying dead, pierced by a British musket ball. Know the rest, in the books you have read, how the British regulars fired and fled, or the farmers gave them ball for ball, from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, and crossing the fields to emerge again, under the trees at the turn of the road, and only pausing to fire and load. Through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo for evermore. For borne on the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere.